Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Kathleen Gallagher, the promoter of preaching for the Dominican Sisters of Springfield, Illinois, who lives in Aurora. Her preaching is entitled Something We All Have to Ask Ourselves Now and Then. Where is the hand of God in this?
A reading from the Gospel of Luke. When the time arrived for Elizabeth to have her child, she gave birth to a son. Her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown his great mercy toward her, and they rejoiced with her. When they came on the eighth day to circumcise the child, they were going to call him Zechariah after his father. But his mother said in reply, "No, he will be called John." But they answered her, "There is no one among your relatives who has this name." So they made signs, asking his father what he wished him to be called. He asked for a tablet and wrote, "John is his name," and all were amazed. Immediately his mouth was opened, his tongue freed, and he spoke, blessing God. Then fear came upon all their neighbors, and all these matters were discussed throughout the hill country of Judea. All who heard these things took them to heart, saying, "What then will this child be? For surely the hand of the Lord was with him." The Gospel of the Lord. I guess poor old Zechariah had reason to doubt that in their old age he and Elizabeth were going to be parents. Makes sense if you just consider the ways of our own humanness without considering the ways of a God who over and over again does what God wants in God's way and with surprise after surprise. And then the baby boy was born, amidst all the surprise and wonder and astonishment surrounding this event. So then, all the friends and neighbors seemingly get into the act of naming the baby, and family expectations and all of that. And here in the midst of all the conversations and suggestions is Zechariah in his mute stage, until he takes the tablet and proclaims the name John, the name God has chosen for the new baby boy. The almost gossip-like comments and buzzing is kind of like cyber noise, the kind we are witness to every day. Everyone is free to post and proclaim, even sending out evil sometimes, but eventually the truth, hopefully, is revealed. Those who send out the incorrect news, the fake news, the not really wanted suggestions are put in their place, I guess. If they keep reading all the emails and Twitters and Facebook proclamations, eventually the topic gets resolved or runs out of steam. But back to the gospel. So now his name is John. His dad can speak again, and the whole neighborhood is filled with wonder and questions. Surely all these components, the message from God, the older age pregnancy, the removal of the voice handicap, and the suddenness of the name presentation must mean something special. So they cry out, "What then will this child be?" And they even cried out a bit in fear. But if the telling of this story is accurate, the best part is that the friends, relatives, and receivers of all the news as it made its way through the village was that they believed the hand of the Lord was in all of this. Where are we when the events are too hard to believe or take in? Can we pause a bit and say to ourselves, with all the faith given us at that moment, "Surely the hand of the Lord is with me."